Hi, Mom.
Hi, dear. How was school?
You know, school.
Well, there's an answer.
Answer to what, Mom?
To how school.
You know, school.
Well, that's true.
We got our report cards today.
Oh, well, now where is it?
In my pocket.
Oh. Is it a good one?
Pretty good, I guess.
Here we are.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta change.
C.
Although the experiment is inconclusive, the number of children tested indicates a recurring pattern, which substantially confirms the belief that... Come in. Hi, darling.
What? Alex, take a look at this.
C. Well, Jeff's a very consistent scholar.
Well, I'm not upset.
I could tell that the minute you tore into the office.
I'm not upset.
I know, dear. It's not a report card to cheer about, but it's average.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm upset. Whatever Jeff's shortcomings are, he's not average. He's a sensitive, imaginative, perceptive child, but he's not average.
Well, maybe he's an imaginative, sensitive, perceptive average child.
Well, maybe it's the teacher's fault. Maybe she can't appreciate an unusual child.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a reflection on the whole school system that fails to consider the individual child. He's a piece of clay to be molded, not a part of a whole lump.
Well, there's still another possibility to be considered. Do you suppose it could possibly be Jeff's fault?
Honey, Jeff has never been an average child. Why, when the nurse first put him in my arms, she said, Mrs. Stone, he's certainly not average.
I know. He weighed 10.5 pounds.
Mom, I'm going over to Zach's. I'll be home before supper.
Nothing like eating to work up an appetite. Jeffrey. Before you go, would you mind explaining this report card to me?
It's all very simple, Dad. You see, this row here is my subjects, arithmetic, spelling, geography, and this row here is my marks.
Yeah, I figured out that much, but how do you explain these C's?
Well, it says right here on the bottom, C means average.
Are you satisfied with these grades?
Well, sure, Dad. You want me to be normal, don't you?
Dear, there's a difference between average and normal.
There is? Well, I got a B plus in gym.
Jeff, average means ordinary, like being part of a lump with no outstanding characteristics.
Gee, Mom, you don't want me to stick out like a freak, do you? See you later.
You wait outside. I want to talk to you a minute.
Now, he's happy being part of a lump.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to have a talk with his teacher.
Now, don't rush over to school with a knife in your hand.
Don't be silly, Al. I'll wait till open house on Friday night.
Good. That'll give you time to calm down.
I'm perfectly calm. Don't you think Jeff is an interesting child?
He's been a challenge to me ever since he was born.
I'm going. Jeff, is there anything bothering you at school?
There sure is.
What?
It's a gyp. I should have gotten an A in gym.
Never mind gym. Did you get along with Miss Standish?
She's okay. I don't hate her.
I know you mean that as a glowing compliment, but... Thank you, Philip.
Well, hello, Donna.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, Mrs. Adams. Hi, Phil.
How are you, Philip?
Hello, Miss Stone.
Hey, Phil, what are you doing here today? You're not sick, are you?
I don't think so.
We believe in periodic checkups. You don't have to be sick to go to a doctor, do you?
Well, Jeff never sees his father unless it's an emergency.
I'm sorry I made that error today, Jeff. Forget it, Phil.
You made an error? Where?
In baseball.
Oh, baseball. Well, Jeffrey's right. Forget it.
But it lost the game for us. And the other fellows were pretty sore, too.
Oh.
Show me a guy that doesn't make errors, and I'll show you a guy that isn't human.
Philosophy is one of Jeff's strong subjects.
Hello, Mrs. Adams.
Well, good afternoon, Doctor.
Dr. Stone.
You come in?
Excuse me, please.
Do you have to come in with me, Mother?
What'd you say?
May I go in by myself?
I'll give you a complete report immediately after, Mrs. Adams.
Well, all right, but you x-ray his chest? He's been sneezing.
We'll see what we can do about isolating that sneeze.
Hey, Phil, we're going to be working on Zach's car later. You want to come over?
May I, Mother?
You have a piano lesson later.
Tough luck, Phil. Well, so long, everybody.
Be careful of Zach's car, Jeff. It might start while you're in it.
Don't worry. That old junkie pass has started in 3 years.
Hello?
I don't know. Children seem to resent the sacrifices you make for them.
Well, birds don't fly away from their mother's nest because they're ungrateful. They just want to try their wings.
Oh, of course, I know Philip's grateful and we're very proud of him. Did Jeffrey bring home his report card this week?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I am so worried. Phil got straight A's again.
That upset you?
Well, Mr. Adams and I wish he would get an A-minus once in a while. It's a cruel world and we want him prepared for the shock.
Well, I suppose if he ever brought home a C, it would be traumatic.
Oh, well, Philip would never get a C.
Well, C is average.
Yes, isn't it? You know, Jeffrey's a very bright boy. I suppose he got straight A's?
No. He got a B plus in gym.
Oh, well, Philip never does very well in gym. No, I was thinking of the subjects in which a boy has to use his brain.
Well, I don't think that a report card necessarily reflects the mentality of a child. There's so many other factors that enter into it.
Yes, I suppose so. I suppose I'll see you at the school on Friday?
Oh, yes, I have to have a talk with Miss Standish.
Oh?
Jeff should have had an A in gym.
Oh.
Oh, look, honey. Here's something pretty.
Well, it's not Linda's. Wilton?
Yes, dear?
Linda's.
Amazing.
Why did she have to hang it in the corner?
Oh, I remember when I was in this room. You know, nothing has changed since I've been here.
Nothing except you. The years have passed, and you've grown old and gray and 14.
You know, Miss Standish asked me if I was your brother, and I admitted it. Just like that.
Did you have to tell her you were my brother?
No use hiding it, dear. They can always take blood tests.
Your mother is looking for a masterpiece. Are you represented in this exhibit?
No. I've been too busy working on Zach's motor.
Don't you suppose you could arrange to have that hung on the wall?
Too heavy.
Come on, genius. Find any undiscovered talent?
No, I was just looking around. Jeff, that picture over there, the one with the boat,
it's not mine.
Oh. Well, I could tell it wasn't yours.
Jeff's work is very distinctive.
Oh, Jeffrey S., eraser. Standish appoint you, or were you elected by the class?
Well, I'm not sure. I got here late one day and found myself with a job.
Well, anyway, you're one of the officers.
Oh, good evening, Doctor. Oh,
Hi, Jim. Bill?
Oh, my husband is going to be furious. There are only two things of Phil's on display.
Oh, I know. You should hear Alex on the subject.
I'm very upset.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Eddie.
Listen, Jeff, the guys all want you to be captain of the hockey team. How about it?
I don't know. I'll see if I have the time.
Hey, can you get over early tomorrow? The motor isn't catching.
Don't monkey with it. I'll fix it when I get over there.
Maybe it's the coil or the condenser. My dad has a coil tester you can use.
Nah, we got one. See you, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
So long.
Oh, Jeffrey. But I haven't seen any of Jeffrey's things. Where are they?
Oh, well, there's some pictures out in the hall, Mrs. Adams.
They're not mine. You sound so proud about it.
Will you excuse me? I want to speak to Miss Standish. Now, we must get together for some bridge. Come on, dear. I'll call you Margaret.
Careful what you call her.
My husband was just furious. Only two things on display. That Miss Standish picked the children's projects at random.
I don't think so. You know, Phil's a pretty smart fella.
Jeff's a very gracious loser.
Well, I'll go talk to the teacher now, if Mrs. Adams ever gets finished.
Patience, dear. And no hitting in the clinches.
And then another thing. Philip, dear, why don't you go over there with the boys by that boat?
Yes, Mother.
We try to surround Philip at home with a cultural atmosphere. My husband and I make it a point to have stimulating intellectual discussions.
Philip reflects it, Mrs. Adams.
Oh, I feel so sorry for the child whose home life is an arid intellectual desert. You needn't worry about Philip. He's an excellent student. Remember, if he slips in any of his studies, you give him an A-. Now, remember. Now, goodbye. Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Standish.
Evening, Miss Standish.
I'd like to discuss Jeff's report card.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm not questioning it, but I'd like to ask a few questions about it.
Well, I must tell you that Jeff is a very bright, friendly, outgoing boy. He's very well liked, so I see no serious problems.
But his grades aren't very inspiring.
No, they're not.
Oh, but why? I'm not questioning you, of course, but... Jeff has always been such an interesting boy, and a long list of C's seems so average.
Mrs. Stone, I keep a detailed record of all the children's work, and Jeff has an overall grade of 75.5, which makes him to a decimal the average student. Mm.
May I ask a question? Do you think Jeff has the mental capacity to do better?
Of course. Jeff does excellent work in things that interest him. School isn't one of them.
I have a feeling he's suddenly going to develop an interest. Thank you, Miss Standish.
You're quite welcome.
Good night, Miss Standish.
Good night.
He may not be a very good student, but he'll make a wonderful political boss.
Well, I haven't changed my opinion at all. I still think he's a sensitive, imaginative, perceptive... slacker.
Look, Jeff, if you couldn't do better, it would be different. We just have to accept it.
I can't do better, Mom, honest.
There's no time for modesty, Jeff. We know you can.
Guy, Jeff, this family has a reputation to uphold with Miss Standish.
You keep out of this. Maybe I should get a lawyer.
Jeff, you're not on trial.
It's a free and open discussion.
Then why am I so nervous?
Look, nobody can tell me that you're not as bright as Philip Adams.
What the report cards mean, anyway? Some of the smartest guys I know are dumb in class.
How asinine. How can they be smart and still be dumb in class, Jeff?
Because, my darling sister, who can really tell what's dumb and what's smart?
Look, Jeff, we're going to have to take steps that we don't like taking. But it's necessary.
Well, if you don't like to do it, Mom, you don't have to.
Starting immediately, until your grades improve, you're coming straight home from school, you're going to your room, you're going to study.
But what are the fellas going to do without me? Zach's car, the team, they need me.
Well, they're just going to have to do without their peerless leader for a while. And that includes weekends. No more going to Zach's house or organizing hockey teams until your grades improve. Do I make myself clear?
I knew I should have got a lawyer. There's no use yakking about it, Zach. I can't come over tomorrow. My family wants me to be an intellectual. I know the motor won't run. You're going to have to fix it yourself. Hey, wait a minute. Mom didn't say anything about the car coming over here. So what? It's only 3 blocks. Push it. Bye, Zach.
Well, maybe we're responsible. Maybe he's not being intellectually stimulated at home.
He certainly needs something, Mother.
All right, I'll lend him my copy of Plato's Dialogue.
Alex, seriously, how can we expect an intellect to blossom in an arid desert?
Now, just a minute.
What do we talk about at mealtime, for example? Household problems, clothes, gossip. Can't we talk about something enlightening? I'm sure Jeff would respond to it.
Well, Mother, what'll we talk about?
Well, anything. Oh, there he comes out. Now, remember, be stimulating.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How are the studies going today?
Pretty good, I guess.
Well, I read where there's going to be an international conference to discuss the Middle East.
Oh, yes, Middle East. That's where they have all those arid deserts.
Mary, did you read about it?
Oh, yes, Mother, I read about it. They've invited a representative from practically every government. It should be very stimulating.
What do you think, Jeff?
Hmm? About what?
A meeting to discuss the Middle East.
Don't hurt if they talk.
Oh, well, that's a very intelligent analysis, dear. Don't you think so, Alex?
Oh, very. It's exactly what our State Department expert said. Don't hurt if they talk.
Well, I think it's just wonderful to live in an age that might send a man to the moon.
Butter, please.
Imagine some weekend Jeff getting into a rocket and just taking off to the moon.
Haven't seen Yellowstone Park yet.
I think we ought to see that first. Maybe next summer.
Oh, Jeff, do you think there's any human life on the moon?
How should I know?
Once again, he's in agreement with the experts. They're not sure either.
Well, I'll get it. Hi, Phil. Come on in.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hello, Dr. Stone. Would you like some dessert?
Some arid dessert?
All right, thank you.
Am I too early? No, you're too late. You just missed an intellectual discussion.
What about?
That I couldn't say.
Are you trying to do some homework together?
Yeah, I'm going to copy Phil's map of the world.
You're going to copy his map?
Well, sure. Why do it twice? I'll take Phil's word for it.
Jeff, when Miss Standish gave you that assignment, she expected you to do the map yourself.
Well, why? The world hasn't changed since Phil did it yesterday.
Push!
We are pushing.
Well, get some muscle into it.
What do you know? It's Zach's car.
I seem to recall telling you couldn't work on that car today.
Oh, no, Mom. You said that I couldn't go over to Zach's to work on the car. But you see, this is much different, because the fellows have pushed the car over here so that I could work on it. Phil, come on out when you finish your dessert.
Phil, here's your milk. It's good for you. You know, I think Jeff has you on a technicality there. You could appeal it to a higher court, but I think you'd lose.
And on top of everything, he brings Philip over here so he can copy his homework.
Oh, no, he didn't, Mrs. Stone. I volunteered. Jeff could do it himself if he had the time.
I know, but he's too busy running the Junior Chamber of Commerce. Nice boy, Philip, but please don't defend him.
I'm not defending him. I just owe him a lot.
Oh, like what, Phil?
Well, in gym, I was always chosen last for everything. But Jeff is the only one who thinks I'm not hopeless. Yesterday, he chose me 3rd ahead of 6 other fellows.
Well, thank you very much for the fine milk.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Bye, Phil.
3rd ahead of 6 others. I wonder why.
You're right, Mother. Jeff has been blackmailing Phil.
Now, let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe Jeff considers him his friend.
I don't doubt it. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Hey, where's the carburetor?
Oh, it's in the back seat.
Fell out on Spring Street.
Where's the fan?
It's in the back seat, too. It fell out on Melrose.
A couple of you guys get the parts out of the car. I'll get a canvas from the garage. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, come on, you guys.
One of these days, we're gonna get this heap running.
Yeah, and when we're 5 years older, we can drive it.
Move, will you?
Can I help?
Nah, we work like a team.
Like a pit crew.
I thought maybe you could use another helper.
Look, we raised this heap from a baby, and we don't like anybody else to fool with it.
Hey, Phil, I got a manual from the gas station. It's upstairs on my dresser. Will you get it?
Sure, Jeff.
Thanks. Okay, you guys, what's the idea of brushing him off like that?
Well, what's a guy like that doing around here anyhow?
I'm gonna do some homework with him.
With a creep that makes straight A's? That kid's sick.
Sure, what's he trying to do, make us look bad?
No wonder nobody talks to him. He's a weird one.
Bunch of mugs. There's nothing wrong with getting A's.
Yeah, for girls.
Three All-Americans last year were A students. Besides, this country needs scientists.
He's still weird.
Lay off him, will you? He's got troubles enough with a mother that expects him to be perfect. You know, if he ever brought home a C, she'd throw herself out a window.
If I ever brought home a C, my dad would buy me a new bike.
Our folks understand that a kid's got to goof off now and then. But Phil, he's got trouble, so let's be nice to him.
I still say he's weird.
He's a nice guy, and we got to give him a chance. And he's not weird, he's just different. Either he works on the car, or you guys can push this junk heap back home.
Oh, I like it.
He's okay with me.
Yeah, me too.
What did you say about a friend in need?
Do you have to remind me?
Mom, is it all right if we work on Zach's car?
Yeah, it's all right with me.
I don't mind.
Swell.
And when you and the boys are finished, would you like some ice cream and cake?
That'd be great. You know, Mom, every once in a while you get all worked up about something. But I gotta hand it to you. You always snap out of it.
Here's the manual, Jeff.
Thanks, Phil.
Hey, Phil, give me a hand with this jack, will you?
You bet! You bet! Well, back to the junk heap.
That boy moves in mysterious ways, but he manages to keep the respect of his subjects, and he gets things done.
Well, that's what I said all the time. He's often lazy and sometimes disobedient and difficult, but never average.
Come in.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom.
Studying, huh?
Studying my little head off. How do you like my map of the world?
Beautiful. That's just beautiful.
It was nothing.
You know, Jeff, it was very nice of you to get the boys to let Philip work on the car with you today.
Nice? You know, he figured out the whole ignition system for us.
Really?
Of course, he did it mathematically.
Well, you see, the knowledge of a straight A can be helpful.
I'm not against it.
Look, Jeff, I know the difference between a B and a C is sometimes just numerical, but it's a waste not to get it if you're capable.
Mom, would you like some Bs next time?
You mean I can order them just like that?
How many do you want?
One.
Okay, I'll get one.
Two?
Two?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, it would make me very happy.
Well, if it means that much to you, I'll study a little harder.
All right. I'll let you study now.
Mom, 1A is about equal to 2Bs. So will you settle for 1A?
Two.
Golly, Mom. You know, I started out promising you 1B, and now we're up to 2As. You want me to be perfect?
Of course not. I couldn't love you if you didn't goof off once in a while.